Okay, let's start again and solve exercise 4. So we have a room now, which is a classroom. In the classroom there is a source, and at a distance of 7 meters we have the receiver. So this is the source, let it to be red, and at a distance of 7 meters we have the receiver here. Let me write the receiver green, and this distance is 7 meter. Okay. More or less. Okay, this is our situation. So, when the room is empty, room empty. Well, we have some data which is always fixed, which is, for example, the volume of the room. Il volume, the volume, is given by the product of the three dimensions. The dimension where 20, 18, and 5. So, 20 multiplied 18 multiplied 5, 1,800 cubic meter, let me call this V. Okay? With the room empty, we measure a reverberation time T1, how much was? 2 seconds. And a sound pressure level at the receiver, LP1, of quant'è? 77? 70? 70 dB. Ok. When the room was full, we need to add 200 and equal 200 persons with an absorption AP for each person of 0.5 square meters. Okay? This will make the room full. Not empty anymore. And we want to recompute the reverberation time and LP1. So, from the Sabine formula, this one, written for the empty room, we get A1, the absorption area of the empty room, which will be O.16 multiply the volume divided the reverberation time. I reversed this one, T and A are swapped. And we get 144 square meter. How large will be A2 when the room is empty? A2 will be A1, 144, plus 200 person, multiply half square meter each. So 100 more, and it will be 244 square meters. Who got this right? The estimate of A2. Not so many. Who got it wrong? As said, it is the absorption area which adds, which sums. People enter the room, they bring in their absorption area. So the final absorption area with the room full will be the absorption area with the room empty plus the absorption of people. And the absorption of people is the product of the number of persons multiplied by the absorption of each person, inverting the Sabine formula. a 1 is given by O16 multiply the volume divided the reverberation time. Okay? Let we write this here. If we swap the two quantities, we have A, which will be A1 in this case. A1 is O.16 volume divided T1. Very simple. And all this we don't need anymore. Okay. A bit too large, but. Oops. Okay, but you did understand. O.16, the volume which doesn't change, divided T1. We reversed the Sabine formula. And this way we get A1. A1 plus the absorption of the 200 people give you A2. Now that you have A2, we can use the original Sabine formula again for computing T2. T2 will be O.16, the volume divided A2. Okay, Sabine formula again, the normal way. This was the reverse way. And now is the normal way and give you a reduced reverberation time, which is 1.18 seconds. Who came to this result? Raise your hand, please. Even less. Ah, okay, something more there. 1.18, 1.18. Now, the same computation is for LP1 and LP2. The formula in this case, sorry, is this one. This is the semi-reverberant formula. The reasoning is exactly the same. First, we use the formula backwards because we want to get the sound power level, which was not known, knowing the sound pressure level. So we must reverse this formula. As we did in the previous exercise, we reversed this. So reversing, we have LW means LP1 minus 10 times logarithm of those things, and this will be A1. Okay? So, let we use this formula and compute LW. LW will be LP1, 70 decibels, minus 10 times the logarithm base 10 of open bracket directivity Q is 1, in this case, omnidirectional source, divided open bracket 4 pi Greek D was 7 meter squared plus 4 slash there was closed bracket, sorry, plus 4 slash A1, and A1 is 144, close the bracket of the logarithm, and the result is a power level of 85 decibel. Now we know the power level, we can use this forward formula of the field in the room for computing LP2 with the room full will be with A2 here, because now the room is full, but the sound power level of the source D did not change is the same. These two power levels are the same. Okay? Is the same quantity here and there. LW is always the same. So we got LW. Let's name the cell LW. Okay? So now we know LW. So LP2 is LW plus 10 times the logarithm base 10 of the directivity 1 divided open bracket 4 pi Greek the distance 7 meter squared close the bracket of the denominator plus 4 slash now A2 because it's the new case with the people in the room which will reduce the level. It reduces reverberation time but it also reduces the level. And we got 77.87 and these are the B of course. So this is the other result. Who managed to get this value? The number is still reduced by, okay, yeah, I start to be satisfied. Not half of the class, but slightly less. It can be acceptable at this point of the course. There is still 1.5 months at least before the examination, almost 2 months. So there is time for recover and to be ready for the exam at the end of January. Okay? Any question? I will place this Excel spreadsheet on the website. I remember you that all of these examination of the past year are available on my website. There is a link from the page course which bring you to the text for the examination of the past year. If you follow that link, you find zip file containing all those Word documents containing all those questions. Okay? Thank you.